好，我们先来读几处经文。
Let's first read some sections of scripture together.
今天早晨我们要读的经文是在出埃及记第三章。
The first passage this morning is from the book of Exodus, chapter 3.
我们要从第三章的第一节读到第十二节。
We're going to read Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 12.
我先用中文来读一遍，然后请我的弟兄用英文再来读一遍。
I'm going to read once in Chinese, then I'll ask my brother to read once in the English.
出埃及记第三章第一节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 1.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶托罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没烧毁呢？耶和华见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的苦难，我实在看见了，他们因督工辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了，我原知道他们的痛苦。我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地，就是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利西人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。摩西对神说，我是什么人竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？神说，我必与你同在，我将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。英文。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 1. Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed. So Moses said, I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight, why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said also, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have given heed to their cry because of their taskmasters, for I am aware of their sufferings. So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. Therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh, so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God at this fountain.
我们再读一处经文，在同一章的三章第十四节。
Let's read one more verse, the same chapter, chapter 3, but verse 14.
神对摩西说，我是自有拥有的，又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。
God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
主，早晨我们的心来称颂你。
Lord, this morning our hearts seek after you.
我们实在是感谢你为我们所成就的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation that you have prepared for us.
感谢你要让与卑微的人与你同工。
That sinners can co-work with you.
我们求你的圣火在我们心中燃烧。
We pray that the fire of your spirit may burn within our hearts.
烧掉一切属世界的。
Burn off all that is from the world.
使你在我们中间真实的能够居为大。
And that your name can be raised up in our midst.
早晨我们求你借着你的圣灵来膏抹这个聚会。
Please anoint us with your spirit this morning.
越过人的软弱。
And overcome the weakness of man.
亲自借着圣灵对弟兄姐妹们说话。
To use your spirit to speak to our brothers and sisters.
我们把下边的时间都恭敬地交在你的手中。
We put the following time into your hands.
求你祝福。
May you bless it.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹们，早晨我愿意和弟兄姐妹们继续交通摩西的一生。
Brothers and sisters, this morning I want to continue sharing with you all about Moses' life.
我们都知道摩西是在圣经当中弟兄姐妹们非常熟悉的人物之一。
We know that brothers and sisters are very familiar with the life of Moses.
摩西神称他为一个忠心的仆人。
We know that God has deemed Moses to be a wholehearted servant.
所以我们知道我们可以在摩西身上学习到许多的功课。
So we can learn a lot of lessons from his life.
因为今天早晨主带领我们能够在这些话语上能够有一些领受。
May the Lord give us some gain from his word this morning.
那我们知道摩西的一生一共是120岁。
We know that Moses lived 120 years.
神把这一生的120年整整的分成三个阶段。
And these 120 years were divided into three parts.
每一个阶段呢都是40年的时间。
And each part was about 40 years.
那我们上一次已经交通到头两个40年。
The last time we shared about the first two 40-year portions.
那在摩西年幼的时候他正在经历埃及人对以色列人一个非常残酷的一个逼迫。
When in his youth, Moses experienced the persecution of the Israelites in the land of Egypt.
正在那个时候，当所有以色列人的男孩出生的时候，都要被杀。
Including the infanticide of every male infant in Israel that was of Jewish descent.
在神奇妙的保守之下
，But in God's miraculous power,
摩西出生了，他能够存活下来。
Moses was able to be born and grew safely.
那并且成为法老女儿的养子。
And became the adopted son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
但是呢，在他幼年的时候，却是在他的父母家中长大。
Yet he was still able to grow up in the house of his parents.
那这是神非常奇妙的一个安排。
And this is a miraculous work by the Lord.
头40年，他是在埃及的大多数的时间是在埃及的王宫里边长大。
So the majority of these 40 years, the first 40 years, he grew up in the courts of Egypt's pharaoh.
圣经告诉我们说他学了埃及人所有的学问。
The Bible tells us that he gained all the knowledge of Egypt.
说话行事都有才能。
In speech and in his work, he was full of wisdom.
在他将近40岁的时候
around the age of 40,
这个埃及的王子摩西做了一个选择。
This Egyptian prince Moses made a decision.
他选择向这个世界说不。
He decided to say no to this world.
他不肯做法老女儿之子。
He was no longer willing to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
而是要盼望着从天上来的赏赐。
But he would rather say yes to the heavenly blessings.
他愿意从他的要跟他的同族人认同。
He was rather, he would identify with his own people.
所以我们看见这头几年在他父母家生长这段时间对他来讲是非常重要的。
So we know that the first portion of his life was very important to him.
他知道他自己是神的选民。
He knew that he was God's son.
是 chosen.
Chosen son.
所以有一天呢他愿意要离开埃及王宫里边所有的荣华。
So one day he was willing to leave the courts of Egypt.
他不愿意在那里边继续享受最终之乐。
He was no longer willing to continue to experience the pleasures of sin.
情愿和神的百姓同受苦难。
But rather he was willing to suffer with the people of God.
他也不愿意继续享受埃及所有的财富。
He was also no longer willing to enjoy the wealth of Egypt.
他看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财富都更宝贵。
But he thought that taking a part in the shame of Christ was better than all the wealth of Egypt.
摩西这个选择是非常非常在神面前非常宝贵。
This is a very precious decision of Moses before the Lord.
但是非常遗憾的当他做出这个决定的时候。
However, unfortunately, when he made this decision,
他去看望他的同族以色列民。
He saw his fellow Israelite beings suffering at the hand of the Egyptians.
当一看见一个埃及人欺负以色列人的时候
，When he witnessed this persecution，
他就用自己的方法打死了那个埃及人。
He used his own methods to kill this Egyptian.
这是他用在埃及所学来的这些方法来处理事情。
This was his using his Egyptian learned ways to take care of the situation.
第二天，他看见两个以色列他的弟兄彼此相争的时候
，The next day he saw two of his fellow Israelites fighting.
他就去劝他们。
And so he told them not to do so.
所以，但是呢，这其中一个人就把他推开，问他说：“是谁立你做首领的
？”But one of the Israelites said to him, "Who made you judge over us?"
所以你要做什么？要杀我，像昨天杀死那个埃及人，然后埋在土里吗
？Are you to kill me as you killed the Egyptian the other day?
所以我们看见这里边呢，这个人提了三个问题。
So we see that in this instance, this Israelite asked three questions.
是谁立你做首领
？Who made you judge over us?
你要做什么事情
？What are you going to do?
你要用什么方法来做这个事情
？And what way are you going to do it?
那摩西并没有答案。
Moses didn't have an answer to these questions.
他知道法老要杀他，所以就逃到了缅甸的旷野。
He knew that Pharaoh was wanting to kill him, so he fled to the wilderness of Midian.
在缅甸，他为他的岳父放羊40年。
In the wilderness of Midian, he was a shepherd for his father-in-law for 40 years.
这40年中间这40年，相比前边的或者特别是后边的40年，常常是被忽略了。
This middle 40-year period, when compared to the first and the latter 40 years, is often overlooked.
但是在摩西整个的一生当中，这40年是非常非常重要。
But in Moses' life, these middle 40 years are very important.
神借着这40年在旷野里面放羊的时间。在摩西身上做了一个重造的工作。
In these 40 years of shepherding in the wilderness, the Lord did a great work in Moses' life.
把他在埃及里边所学的那些一切的学问和能力都要做掉。
He was to unlearn the wisdom that he gained in Egypt.
并且他学习了一个忍耐的功课。
But learned a lesson in patience.
40年之后，王子摩西变成了牧人摩西。
After 40 years, the King Moses became the shepherd Moses.
他里边充满了温柔、怜悯、同情。
He was full of compassion and
mercy.
And meekness.
那这些呢是神要使用他的性格。
And these were the type of characteristics that the Lord wanted to use in Moses.
所以神在这个器皿上已经做成了，他现在可以工作。
So in this instrument, the Lord was making Moses into somebody he could use.
并且这个时候摩西已经感觉到他自己并没有能力。
Also, Moses at this time was realizing that he himself didn't have much ability.
那这也是这个整个训练当中的一个部分。
This is part of his training.
当他觉得自己没有能力的时候，神的能力可以从他里边被释放出来。
When he realized that he himself had no ability, that was when the strength of the Lord could be used in his life.
好像在这个旷野里边，摩西没有拥有任何的事情。
There wasn't much to do in the wilderness.
但是神在他手中只有一个杖，神要借着这个杖彰显神的大能。
There was just one staff that Moses had in his hand, but even with this one staff, the Lord was to use Moses.
那这是上一次我们所交通的。
These are some of the topics we discussed last time.
今天我们来到这个神要呼召摩西来成为他一个器皿来带以色列人出埃及。
Today we come to this portion where the Lord is to choose Moses to be used as an instrument to take the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以我们这里面看见神若是没有找到一个合适的器皿，他就不工作。
We see that if the Lord did not find a suitable instrument, he would not be able to work.
就不是神不能够工作。
It's not that he cannot work.
但是神愿意与人同工。
But the Lord wishes to co-work with man.
他宁愿耐心地等待摩西这四十年的时间。
He patiently waited for Moses these 40 years.
当他找到这个合适的器皿的时候，他开始要借着这个器皿工作。
And when Moses became suitable, he was willing to use Moses.
当摩西要进入神的工作之前，神给他看见了一个异象。
Before Moses was used by the Lord, the Lord gave him a vision.
那这个异象就是今天早晨我们读到这段经文。
And this vision is depicted in the passage of scripture we read this morning.
是荆棘的火焰。
And this is the burning bush.
那这时候我们看见呢，神的使者在荆棘里边向摩西显现，借着火焰向摩西显现。
We see that the angel of the Lord is revealed in this burning bush.
这个荆棘被烧着，但是却没有被烧毁。
The bush was blazing, yet not consumed.
这是一个非常奇妙的一个现象。
This is a very miraculous situation.
在巴勒斯坦地，在埃及那个西奈半岛，都是非常干旱的地方。
In the land of Palestine, where Moses was, it was a very dry and desert land.
那里边可能生长着许多的荆棘，这些荆棘都不是很大的树。
There might be small bushes that are in the desert, but they're not very large.
在这个非常炎热的环境当中。
In this very hot, arid place.
这个荆棘很容易就着起火了。
It's very easy for there to be a fire of these bushes.
但是很快呢，这个因为荆棘并不是很大的材料，也不是什么宝，它很快就烧毁。
But the bush is not big, so the fire quickly is burnt out.
但是当这一天摩西所看见的是，却是一个非常奇妙的现象。
But today, that day, what Moses saw was a very miraculous sight.
这个荆棘里边发出了火焰。
There was a burning of fire within the bush.
但是呢，这个荆棘并没有被烧着。
But the bush was not burned up.
这是神要给摩西看见的一个非常重要的异象。
This is a very important vision that the Lord wanted to give Moses.
这个异象要带领摩西整个他后来四十年的服事。
This vision would continue to guide Moses along the next 40 years of service.
我们实在是觉得这个是每一位弟兄姐妹们都应该所以要看见神给我们的异象。
And this is a vision that every brother and sister needs to see from the Lord.
每一位服侍主的人都应该明白的一个意象。
Every person that serves the Lord ought to understand this vision.
这个意象实在是太宝贵。
This vision is very precious.
那这里边这个荆棘就代表着摩西自己。
Now the bush represented Moses himself.
当然也代表所有后来你我这些弟兄姐妹们每一个服侍来到主面前服侍主的他的仆人。
And it also represents every brother and sister, generations after,Who served the Lord.
这里边我们看见神要把他自己荣耀的火焰借着荆棘烧出来。
We see here that the Lord wishes to use his glorious fire to set blaze to the bush.
但是最重要的是他并不是用这个荆棘来作为一个燃烧的材料。
Importantly though, he's not using the bush as a material to be burned.
这个荆棘只是一个器皿，一个管道。要彰显出神的荣耀。
The bush is just a vessel in order for the Lord to manifest his glory.
当然这个荆棘能够彰显出神的荣耀需要神的工作来训练，需要主的血来洁净。
To express the Lord's glory, the bush has to learn to be used by the Lord.
所以我觉得这个是对我们今天每位服侍主的弟兄姐妹们，因为神拣选了我们每个人都是祭司。
So for every brother and sister before the Lord, because the Lord has chosen us, we are all priests.
所以我们都是他的仆人。
So we are all his servants.
神好像借着这段经文呢，也都是对我们每个人的心说话。
And through this passage, the Lord is speaking to each and every one of us.
在我们各项的服事当中。
In each of our services.
在我们这个地上的生活当中。
In our life on earth.
我们是靠自己里边的这个材料做燃烧呢，我们还是靠着神的能力。
Are we using the materials that we have within to be burned for the Lord, or are we being used by the Spirit of the Lord within us?
那这个是非常重要的一个神的一个提醒。
This is a very important reminder from the Lord.
如果我们靠着自己的 里边把我们自己作为材料去燃烧的话，
If we use ourselves and our own flesh as material to be burned,
那就是像这个荆棘一样，
It will be just like the bush.
很快就被烧尽了，
Quickly will be burned away.
我们是不是有的时候也会觉得有这样的一个感觉，好像我们 burn out， 我们被烧尽了。
Do we feel that way ourselves? Do we feel burned out?
那如果我们里边有这样的一个感觉的话，实在是一个很大的一个提醒。
If we feel burned out in our service, this is a reminder for us.
那就说明我们是用了自己的能力来做神的工。
It's a reminder that we are using our own strength to serve the Lord.
神不要用我们这些是自己作为颜料，我们天然的生命作为颜料。
God does not want us to use our natural ability to be the material to be burned.
他要用他自己的生命，自己的能力从我们里边彰显出来。
But rather, he wants to use his own life to be manifest in us and to be burned through us as a vessel.
所以我们实在是感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
当他要我们与他同工的时候。
As he wishes us to co-work with him,
像我们这些卑微渺小的人，不过像是荆棘一样。
Though we are small people, we're much like the bush.
但是神要在我们里边放下他自己的生命。
But yet the Lord desires to put his own life within each and every one of us.
要我们借着这个生命能够来服侍他。
That with this life of the Lord, we can serve him.
所以我们实在是为着这个来感谢主。
So because of this, we thank the Lord.
那这个是神在这段经文里边对我们不仅仅对摩西的一个提醒。
So this is a reminder not just to Moses through the burning bush.
我相信也是对后来世世代代所有服侍他的人的一个非常重要的一个提醒。
But I trust it's an important reminder to the generations of servants of the Lord afterwards.
特别是摩西他将面临的一个非常重大的一个责任。
Especially Moses, he had a very, important responsibility.
但是不管今天神托付给我们的是大的事情还是小的事情，这个原则都是一样的。
Regardless if the Lord has given us a big burden or a small burden, this principle remains the same.
那接下来我们看见从到第三章第五节开始，神告诉他呢，说你当把脚下的鞋脱下来，脚上的鞋脱下来。
So if we continue looking in chapter 3 verse 5, we see that the Lord tells Moses to take the sandals off of his feet.
因为你所站之地是圣地。
For the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
这个是讲到一个仆人来到神面前的应该有的一个态度。
This is talking about the attitude that a servant ought to take before his master.
神已经让摩西看见他是那个圣洁的火焰。
The Lord already allowed Moses to see that the Lord himself is the holy fire.
摩西呢也在这里边非常顺服地告诉神说我在这里。
And Moses obediently said to the Lord, here I am.
所以神要提醒他你所站的地方是圣地。
And the Lord wanted to remind him, where you are standing is holy ground.
你要把脚上的鞋脱下来。
You must remove the sandals from your feet.
提醒我们当每一个人来到神面前服侍他的时候。
He reminds us that when all of us come before the Lord to serve him,
我们必须看到，我们必须认识到，我们所服侍的这位神是一位圣洁、烈火的神。
We are reminded that God is a holy and consuming God as we serve him.
神托付给我们在地上的每一个服侍，无论是大事小事，都是神圣洁的工作。
Whatever burden that the Lord has given us to serve him, whether large or small, it is a holy work.
所以他需要他的器皿也是圣洁的。
So he needs his vessels to be holy as well.
并且在他面前是有一个敬畏的态度。
And to have a worshipful, respectful attitude before the Lord.
所以我们看见摩西在这边他不但脱下了他的鞋，并且呢他把自己的脸面掩盖上了。
So we see that Moses here, not only did he remove his sandals, he hid his face.
他在神面前实在是有一个非常谦卑的态度。
He had a very humble attitude before the Lord.
这是来到神面前服侍的一个非常正确的一个态度。
This is the correct attitude to have before the Lord.
那接下来神从第三章的第七节到第十节告诉摩西他心中所挂念的以色列民。
So here, in the second portion from verses 7 on, the Lord tells Moses of his calling for him. The Lord has seen the sufferings of the Israelites. Their cry has reached the ears of the Lord.
神说我原知道他们的痛苦。
The Lord says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people.
那这段经文我想对我们来讲是一个非常宝贵的一个提醒。
We know this is a very precious reminder to us.
就是我们的神他知道我们在地上的每一个苦难。
That my Lord knows the sufferings that we have.
常常我们在地上可能经历了一些苦难。
Sometimes we experience sufferings.
我们觉得没有人知道，没有人能够帮助。
And we feel that nobody knows, nobody can help us.
但是我们知道我们的神他都看见，他都知道。
But we know that our Lord has seen it and He knows it.
并且他要伸出他大能的手，要做拯救的工作。
And He will reach out His powerful arm to do His salvation work.
这里边我们看见神是神主动要下来。
We know that God took the initiative to come down to Egypt. He says, so I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians. And to bring them up from that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey. We thank the Lord. We know that the power of the enemy Satan is strong.
这个埃及当时是当时那个时代世界上的最强大的帝国。
Egypt was the strongest country in the world at that time.
它代表着仇敌撒旦的权势。
It represents the strength of the enemy.
代表世界。
Represents the world.
今天我们也是生活在这个仇敌撒旦权势下的这个世界里。
Today we live in a fallen world under the dominion of the enemy Satan.
其实神的选民在地上。 这个地上所有的人都是在撒旦的这个手下受压制的。
Every believer is suffering under the hand of the enemy.
我们的每一个痛苦，每一个哀求，神都知道。
But every suffering, every affliction, the Lord knows.
并且神有能力，他可以让他的选民从这个仇敌的权势当中被解救出来。
And the Lord has the ability to take us out of the afflictions of the enemy.
因为我们的主耶稣基督已经胜过了仇敌。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has already conquered the enemy.
他在十字架上已经得胜了。
On the cross, he has already been victorious.
今天他已经把我们从仇敌的权势里边迁到他自己爱的国度里边。
Today, he has already brought us from the kingdom of the enemy into the kingdom of his love.
所以他已经给我们在地上 有一个权柄能够胜过仇敌撒旦。
So he has already given us a right in this world to overcome the enemy.
这个世界还是在仇敌撒旦的掌管之下。
This world is still under the dominion of Satan.
但是神的儿女有一个特别的权柄。
Yet the sons and daughters of the Lord have a special special power.
就是圣经告诉我们说是神的大能。
And this is the power of the Lord.
是放在我们里边的。
And this is given to us in our hearts.
要把我们从这个世界当中被拯救出来。
To save us from this world.
不论我们现在所经历的苦难是什么。
No matter what the suffering is that we're undergoing right now.
我们所受的各样的捆绑是什么。
No matter what the constraints that are in our lives right now.
但是如果神的子民愿意借着他所赐给的能力，就可以从
But the sons and daughters of the Lord can overcome through the power that the Lord has given us. This is the work of the Lord Jesus in the earth. He said he has already overcome this world. He said there is no standing of the king of this world right now. Though we oftentimes still live in weakness, we need to be reminded. Our Lord has already overcome this world. And He has already given this overcoming life to His people. I hope that as we live this life, that we can oftentimes be reminded of this power.
知道我们每一个遭遇，神都知道。
That every affliction the Lord knows,
他都听见了。
He has heard.
并且他要主动的来把我们从这个全从这些苦难当中解救出来。
And he has taken the initiative to save us out of these difficulties.
所以他要派摩西去拯救以色列人。
So he has sent Moses to save the Israelites.
我们知道当摩西离开埃及的时候，
We know that when Moses left Israel, Egypt, excuse me.
在他大概40岁的时候，那个时候他要靠着自己的能力去拯救这些以色列人。
When he was 40 years old, he initially was to use his own power to save the Israelites.
那里边留下了三个没有回答的问题。
And there was those three unanswered questions that were asked of him.
是谁立你？
Who sent you?
你要做什么？
What are you doing?
你又要用什么样的方法来做？
How are you to do it?
但是当摩西80岁神呼召他的时候
But at 80, when the 80 years of age when the Lord called him
神非常清楚的把这三个问题的答案告诉摩西
God very clearly he answered those three questions to Moses
所以在第三章第六节的时候
So in chapter 3 verse 6 we see
他说神对摩西说我是你父亲的神是亚伯拉罕的神是以撒的神是雅各的神
God says to Moses, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
到了三章第十四节。
In chapter 3, verse 14,
神告诉他说他的名是自有永有的。
God says to Moses, I am who I am.
并且在第三章十节的时候我们看见神说故此我要打发你去。
In chapter 3 verse 10, God says, Therefore, come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh.
所以我们看见神非常清楚地告诉摩西是谁要打发他到埃及去。
So we see that the Lord has very clearly told Moses who it is that sent Moses. It was the Lord himself.
这里边神对摩西有两个非常重要的启示或者是提醒。
The Lord has two important revelations or reminders to Moses here.
首先他告诉摩西他是他父亲的神。
First, he reminds Moses that he is the God of his father.
是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，是雅各的神。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那我们知道这边呢，神就提到了他与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
So we see here that the Lord reminds Moses of the covenant with Abraham.
他向摩西要说明他是一个守约、是慈爱的神。
He's reminding Moses that he's a God of covenant and a God of his promises and love.
并且呢，他要向摩西说明他是这个亚伯拉罕，是以撒，是雅各的神，是整个这个以色列民族的神。
Also, he's reminding Moses that he's the God of the entire Jewish Israel race of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神从来没有忘记他向着亚伯拉罕，向着雅各。向着以撒和雅各所做的应许。
He never forgot the covenant to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他从来没有忘记以色列民。
He never forgot the people of Israel.
这是一个非常非常宝贵的提醒。
This is a very precious reminder.
我们今天都是因着信成为神的子民。
Today, through faith, we are all people of God.
不管在我们怎样的一个光景当中。
No matter in what circumstances we may find ourselves,
神从来没有忘记我们。
God has never forgotten us.
神向着我们的应许从来没有改变。
His covenant towards us is unchanging.
不管我们能够感觉到还是没有感觉到。
Whether we feel it or not.
不管我们的环境是明显的还是不是很明显。
Whether our circumstances are clear or not.
神的应许都没有改变。
God's promises have never changed.
耶稣基督在离开这个世界之前
Before the Lord Jesus Christ left the world,
他说我不能撇下你们做孤儿
He says, I will not make you orphans.
他要与我们永远同在
But he will forever be with us.
他要在我们身上工作
He is to work in our lives.
圣灵今天正在我们的身上工作
The Holy Spirit is working today in our lives.
并且看过我们生活的每一个方面
He watches over every circumstance of our lives.
这是何等宝贵的一个应许。
This is a precious promise.
并且这个提醒对摩西来讲是一个非常个人的。
Also, this reminder is very individual to Moses himself.
因为他是以色列，他是以色列人，他是神的选民。
Because he is an Israelite chosen of God.
所以神告诉他，这是你父亲的神。
So God reminded him, this is, I am your father's God.
到了第十四节，神就进一步来向摩西说明他自己的所事。
And in verse 14, God continues to say to him that I am what I am.
我是自由拥有的神。
And I am who I am.
那这是一个非常大的一个宣告。
This is a truly great proclamation.
神在这里边第一次把他这个自由拥有，他的全能、全足和全丰向摩西显现出来。
For the first time, God here manifests his, who he truly is.
他是这位创造宇宙天地的神。
He's the God who created the heavens and the earth.
他是统管一切的神。
He watches over everything.
不管是我们所看见的世界还是没有看见的世界。
Whether it's the world that we can see or the world that we cannot.
我们的神他是主宰。
Our Lord is God, is sovereign.
虽然那个时候埃及代表着世界的权力。
Though at that time, Egypt represented the power of the world.
但神在这里边提醒摩西。
But at this time, God reminds Moses.
他才是那位最终的权柄者。
God is actually the one in charge.
他是统管一切的。
He is sovereign over all.
他是自由拥有的。
He is.
人他就是 I am that I am.
I am who I am.
这世界上的历史或者是列国都没有办法能够影响他。
There's no history or king in the world that can affect the Lord.
我们为此真的是要感谢神。
We truly wish to thank the Lord.
今天我们也是生活在一个何等多变仇敌工作，我们看见外边的整个的环境都是不确定。
Today we live in a volatile world and it seems that there's constant changes.
但是我们需要常常被提醒。
But we need to be reminded frequently.
我们的神是自由拥有的神。
Our God is who he is.
他掌管着人类的历史。
He is king over all of human history.
人类的历史必须要按照他自己的神的旨意来进行。
Even human history needs to be directed under the hand of the Lord.
神把我们放到这个末后的时代。
The Lord has put us in these end times.
实在是我们每位弟兄姐妹们的福气。
And that is the blessing for each and every brother and sister.
盼望着让神在我们身上的工作能够彰显出神的能力。
May the work of the Lord in our lives be manifest.
第十节，神告诉摩西是说，故此我要打发你去埃及。
In verse 10, the Lord says, Therefore come now, and I will send you to Pharaoh.
所以我们看见这里边神非常清楚地告诉他，神是怎样的一位神。
So here we see the Lord tells Moses what type of God he is.
并且是他亲自要打发摩西去埃及拯救这些以色列人。
And he himself sends Moses personally to Pharaoh.
他回答了这个第一个问题，是谁立你的。
So, to answer that first question, who sent you?
那接下来在第三章的第八节，我们刚才所读到的这个第三章的第八节，神要告诉摩西他所要完成这件事情的目的。
And in chapter 3 verse 8, we see the final purposes of the Lord.
神说呢，我要下来要拯救他们，就是以色列人，要脱离埃及人的手。
The Lord says, I have come down to deliver them, the Israelites, from the power of the Egyptians.
并且要领他们进入那流奶与蜜美好宽阔之地。
And to bring them up from that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey.
就是迦南地。
Which is Canaan.
就是神的应许之地。
Which is God's promised land.
那我们知道在其他的经文里边，神告诉摩西呢，说你要在这个山上要敬拜我。
And later on, the Lord says that the people of the Lord will worship God on this mountain.
这个以色列的这个民族要成为一个国家，要成为一个祭司的国度。
The nation of Israel was to become a nation of priests.
所以我们看见这是神工作的一个目的。
We know that this is the purpose of God's work.
今天我们也是在这个神的目的当中。
Today we are, excuse me, we are also in this nation of priests.
我们每个人都是个人得救的。
We have all been saved individually.
但是神是为了一个他一个荣耀的目的。
But God has a glorious purpose for each and every one of us.
要把我们做成一个身体。
To make us into a body.
这个身体的头就是主耶稣基督。
The head of this body is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要成为一个祭司，也要成为一个祭司的国度，在地上侍奉神。
And we are to also become a nation of priests to serve the Lord.
我们非常感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那个荣美的迦南地。
That beautiful Canaan.
就是主耶稣基督要为我们所成就的。那个新天新地的代表
is the new heaven and the new earth that the Lord wishes to institute for each and every one of us.
在旧约里边，神借着以色列人整个这个历史作为一个图画。
In the Old Testament, the Lord uses the history of the Israelites as a picture for us.
这个图画要显明神那个工作的目的。
And this picture represents the purpose of the work of the Lord.
他拣选了亚伯拉罕。
He chose Abraham.
是从一个个人开始的。
It was from an individual.
然后到了以撒是一个到了雅各是一个家庭是一个民族。
And now to Isaac and Jacob, it became a family of people.
但是呢最后要成为一个祭司的国度。
And finally to become a kingdom, a nation of priests.
这个国度要在神所立的那个山上来敬拜神。
And this kingdom was to come to the mountain of God to worship.
那将来主耶稣基督的工作成就之后
,One day after the work of the Lord is done,
那这个画面所代表的实际就会成就了。
The reality of this picture will be manifest.
在那个新天新地里所有属神的子民
,The new heavens and the new earth, every person purchased by the Lord,
我们都要成为祭司来敬拜神。
We are to become priests to worship God.
我们非常为着这个感谢神。
We thank the Lord for this.
那接下来呢，神要对摩西讲到的是，他要回答的第三个问题，他要用什么方法。
And we're going to move on to that third question, which is the way?
第三章第十一节，摩西对神说，我是什么人？我竟然可以去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
In chapter 3, verse 11, Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt?
所以摩西，我们这里边看见摩西呢，他已经认识到自己是一个非常软弱的人。
So we see here that Moses has recognized that he's a weak instrument.
的确，从人的角度来讲，摩西是没有办法去进到埃及的王宫里边见法老，把以色列人领出来的。
Truly, in man's eyes, there is no way that Moses could enter the courts of Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
你可以想象，在米甸的一个牧羊人，怎么可以进到埃及的王宫里边，去让法老把以色列民放出来呢？
You can imagine how can a shepherd from the wilderness of Midian enter the king Pharaoh's courts in Egypt and bring the people of Israel out?
并且呢，到第四章，后来我们所读到这些经文，摩西说呢，我是左口笨舌的，我平日也不善于言辞。
And in chapter 4, verse 12, we see that Moses notes that he has no gift of speech and or tongue.
也就是说，摩西在这里边，他向谁说？我完全没有办法来做这件事情。
In other words, Moses is saying to the Lord, I don't have the ability to do this.
所以神要应许他，在三章十二节，神说呢，我要与你同在。
But in chapter 3 verse 12, the Lord says to Moses, "Certainly I will be with you."
这是一个非常非常宝贵的应许。
This is a truly great revelation, a reminder.
我觉得这个也是我们在这个服侍神这个生活上的一个秘诀。
And this is also a secret for us to serve the Lord.
就是神的同在。
It is the presence of God.
那在我们的生活和服事上，我们有没有神的同在
？In our life and in our service, do we have the presence of God?
如果我们没有神的同在，那么我们是靠自己的能力，我们实在是非常贫穷的，我们没有能力。
If we are lacking the presence of the Lord and we're relying on ourselves, we are truly impoverished.
就像摩西在这里边所说的
，Just as Moses said in this passage,
他是一个没有能力的人。
He is a man without talent.
圣经也告诉我们说，我们今天所有的这些征战
The Bible also tells us that all the challenges that we face today,
其实我们的生活和服事本身就是一个征战
Really, our life and our service, it is a test.
那所有这些征战，表面上可能是有各种各样不同的难处和问题。
And on the surface, all these tests and challenges have their own unique, struggles.
但是在它的背后，其实都是属灵的征战。
But behind it all, it is really a spiritual warfare.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们不是与属肉体的征战。
So the Bible tells us we do not struggle against flesh and blood.
我们乃是与这个空中掌权者的首领征战。
But we're struggling against the powers and principalities of the air.
所以我们必须要确认是神与我们同在，是圣灵与我们同在。
So we must know that the Lord is the one who is with us, the Lord who is fighting our battles.
这个是在我们生活当中一个非常重要的一个提醒。
This is an important reminder that the Spirit is with us.
当我们觉得没有神丰富同在的时候，我们需要停下来。
And when we feel that we don't have the presence of the Lord, we need to pause.
我们需要在神面前认真的祷告。
We need to very diligently pray before the Lord.
我们需要求圣灵 来提醒我们，我们是不是在什么事情上得罪神。
We need to ask the Spirit of God if we have sinned against him.
如果圣灵来提醒我们，
And if the Spirit reminds us,
我们需要求主的宝血来洁净我们。
Through the blood of Christ, we must be cleansed.
圣经告诉我们说神是信实的。
The Bible tells us that God is a faithful God.
我们若认自己的罪，
If we confess our sins,
他要赦免我们，并且要洁净我们。
He will forgive us and he will cleanse us.
他要重新赐给我们力量。
He will give us a new strength.
这是一个非常非常重要的一个提醒。
This is an important reminder.
特别是在这个末后的时代。
Especially in these end times.
我们面临着许多这个好像从前没有我们没有遇见过的这些征战。
We face some battles that we've never faced before.
仇敌在末后的时代他的工作可能是更猖狂。
And the work of this enemy is even greater in these last days.
但是神应许我们他要与我们同在。
But the Lord reminds us he is with us.
这是一个非常宝贵的应许。
It's a precious promise.
所以我们看见当神要差遣摩西去完成他所设立的工作的时候。
So we see that when the Lord is about to send and chooses Moses to be used for him,
他要借着这个荆棘的火焰向他显现。
He uses the burning bush, the vision of the bush, to remind Moses.
要告诉他，他是神作为能量，作为能源在里边燃烧的。
That is the power of the Lord within him that is burning.
并且要知道是神差遣他去。
And we know that it's the Lord who sent Moses.
这位差遣他去的神乃是一位自有荣有全能的神。
And this is a sovereign and overcoming power who has sent Moses.
在他那个里边有一个非常荣耀清楚的目的。
And he has a very clear, purpose to send Moses.
要带以色列人进入那个应许之地。
To bring the people of Israel out of Egypt.
进入应许之地。
Into the promised land.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
今天神已经把我们从这个世界当中拯救出来。
Today, the Lord has already taken us out of Egypt.
他在我们每个人身上也有这样一个荣耀的目的。
He has this glorious purpose in each and every one of us.
要把我们带进那个应许之地。
To bring us into the promised land.
所以我们看这里边看见神要回答摩西这三个问题。
So we know that the Lord has answered these three questions for Moses.
这是一个非常非常重要的一个提醒。
It's a very important reminder.
无论是摩西一开始是处理两个人的事情。
Moses was trying to fix the problems of these two Israelites in the very beginning.
还是他现在将要带领200万的以色列人出埃及。
Or his next task was to bring 2 million Israelites out of Egypt.
无论这个任务是小的还是大的
whether,
这个原则都是一样的。
Whether the responsibility was small or large, the principle is the same.
都必须要有神丰盛的同在。
He must have the precious presence of the Lord.
是要借着神的能力。
He was to use the strength of the Lord.
所以我们看见后边的确是神的大能在整个这个过程当中彰显。
And we see in that it's truly, afterwards we see truly it's the power of the Lord that is manifest.
摩西只要愿意听从神的命令。
Moses just needed to listen and obey.
神要对他所有的工作负责任。
And all the responsibility of the work is on the Lord.
盼望着这些话提醒我们。
I hope that these words encourage us.
盼望着我们在今天的这个仇敌充满仇敌工作的这个时代当中。
That in this time in which the enemy is working.
要抓住神的应许。
That we hold on to the Lord's promise.
要时常保守圣灵丰盛的同在。
That we know that the presence of the God of God is with us.
虽然这条路上可能还充满了各种各样的艰难。
Though there may continue to be trials in the road ahead.
就像以色列人所面对的一样。
As the Israelites also faced.
但是神一定要把我们领进那个应许之地。
But the Lord will truly bring us into the promised land.
好，我们今天的信息就停在这里，我们就学习祷告。
We'll end our message today and have some time for prayer.
主，我们实在是要感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly want to thank and praise you.
我们谢谢你，你是那位守约是慈爱的神。
We thank you that you are a loving God.
你向摩西纪念他向他列祖所施的应许。
You have given Moses this promise.
我们相信今天你也要是在我们的身上显出你是一位信实的神。
And similarly, in our lives, we trust that you will remind us that you are a God of promise.
在我们各样的这些难处或者是征战当中
，in our own individual difficulties and challenges,
你要显出你自己丰盛的同在
，you will manifest your presence.
就盼望着我们也能够从摩西身上学到一些功课
，we pray that we can learn from the life of Moses.
我们来到你的面前有一个对的态度
，that we may have a right attitude before you.
知道你是一位烈火的神。
Know that you are a holy God.
我们是站在圣地之上。
We stand in a holy place.
我们常常需要主耶稣基督的血来洁净我们。
We need the blood of Christ to cleanse us.
能够除去仇敌撒旦在教会在个人身上各样的工作。
That we can oppose the work of the enemy in our lives and in our church.
让你的旨意能够成就。
That your will may be done.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in your holy and precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们下边再有一些报告。
We're going to have some announcements.
我们现在这个聚会还是在各个聚会都是在线上。
Our meetings continue to be online.
星期二的祷告聚会和星期五、星期六的读经聚会都在线上举行。
Tuesday prayer meeting, Friday Bible study all continue to be online.
所以我们特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够抽出时间参加这些聚会。
We pray that brothers and sisters may take the time out to attend these meetings.
这个疫情已经是非常长的时间，超过一年多的时间。
The pandemic has continued for a long time. It's been more than a year.
我们实在是感谢主在过去这段时间的保守。
We thank the Lord for His presence with us during this time.
但是这个时间延长下去也会可能在我们里边造成一些疲劳。
Yet this extension of the pandemic can be challenging for us.
我们特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够参加这些聚会，让神能够在我们里边，他的同在成为我们的力量。
We thank the Lord. We pray that He can give us strength. During these times.
下一个主日我们还是有擘饼聚会。
Next Sunday we continue to have breaking of bread.
这是一个非常宝贵的聚会。
This is a precious meeting.
让我们能够在饼杯里边纪念主，并且能够吃喝与他，用连与他。
That we may fellowship together with the Lord in breaking of bread.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹们，无论是个人在家里的，还是参加线上这些团体的聚会，都能够有饼杯聚会来纪念主。
So we pray that whether you are meeting at home, or with other brothers and sisters online, that you can remember that we all can remember to attend this meeting.
然后我们的信息聚会是从10:50开始。
Our message meeting begins at 10:50.
先有十分钟的诗歌时间。
With 10 minutes of worship and singing.
下个主日要传讲信息的弟兄是王继然弟兄和李世伯弟兄。
Next Sunday, our speakers are brothers Qi Yan and Shi Po.
柯云弟兄和曲浩宇弟兄是做翻译。
Brother 柯云and Nelson Chu will be interpreting.
请弟兄姐妹们为着我们弟兄们讲台的服事祷告。
May the brothers, may we please pray for our brothers' services.
我们周五和主日都是还是照样有儿童的聚会。
Our Friday and Sunday children's meeting continue virtually.
你盼望着家长做家长的弟兄姐妹们能够陪着孩子们一起读经祷告亲近主。
We ask that our parents continue to lead their children in prayer and in seeking the Lord daily.
我们请弟兄姐妹们特别纪念教会重新重启聚会的各项的预备工作。
Please pray for the preparations to begin to reopen for in-person services.
若是主许可，或者是环境允许的话，我们预备是七月份开始恢复在教会的聚会。
If the Lord allows and if the circumstances are good, we hope to meet together beginning in July.
所以弟兄们现在正在积极预备各项的筹备的工作。
The responsible brothers are continuing to prepare.
请弟兄姐妹们为着这个祷告。
Please pray for this.
请弟求主赐给所有的弟兄姐妹们服侍的弟兄姐妹们力量和智慧。
Please pray that those who are planning may have wisdom and strength.
使我们的聚会有一个合适的安排。
That we may have an appropriate planning for our meetings.
Now, 基要真理主的读经是从6月4号，就是两个主日星期五之前，也开始了新的一期。
The Basic Truth Group started a new session on June 4th.
邀请尚未参加基要真理组的弟兄姐妹们，还有初信的弟兄姐妹们可以参加这个组的读经。
If you haven't yet attended this group or you just believe, you're welcome to join.
线上聚会的方式在我们会所的网站上。
On the website, you can see the Zoom ID and password.
2021年的西岸特会是7月28号到8月1号在网上举行。
The 2021 West Coast Christian Conference will be held virtually this year from July 28th to August 1st.
虽然报名的截止期已经过了，但是弟兄姐妹们如果想报名的话，可能还有一些那个名额，大家可以尽快报名。
Though officially registration has already closed, if you're interested, please contact the responsible brothers who may still be able to sign you up.
我们在这个会所的网站上列着这四位弟兄，林环、世伯和建辉还有玛丽弟兄。
The brothers' contact information, Juan, Shipo, Chen, and Ma are online.
所以请弟兄姐妹们和这些弟兄们联络。
Please contact them if you have any questions.
继续为着疫情祷告，特别是纪念那些疫情严重的地方，像印度。
Please continue to pray for the pandemic in those places who are severely impacted, such as India.
还有纪念身体软弱的弟兄姐妹们。
We pray also for the brothers and sisters who are physically ill.
我们今天的聚会和报告就停在这里。
We'll end our meeting and our announcements today.
愿神祝福弟兄姐妹们。
May God bless you.
再见。
Bye-bye.